Dua is such a great thing, just full of blessings, that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the calamity which has descended and the one which has until now, dua is a thing of benefit in every case. So make dua, O born man of Allah. That's what narration says. In addition, I will mention one more hadith. Should I not let you people know one thing that will help you get rid of your enemy? And which will bring profusion in your living, it will make it more. Keep praying to Allah Ta'ala day and night, because dua is the weapon of a believer. So we came to know that dua should continue to be made, because dua is not empty of three things. Three benefits of dua one will surely get. Today I really wish, believe me, I wish we inclined to make dua all the time. We began loving dua and we kept making it again and again and again. I really wish we got such a passion by the grace of Allah. Dua is not empty of three things. Either a sin of his is forgiven, the sins of the man are forgiven by virtue of this, or he gets a benefit from this in the world, or goodness is kept for him for his afterlife. When the man sees the reward of those supplications of his, which were not answered as he desired in his life, he will really desire if only none of his supplications had been answered in his life in the world. Look, this is a real huge consolation for a man. We are of course making dua. A dua, mukhul ibadah. Dua is the brain of worship, even itself a worship. There are countless blessings of dua that Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Pray to me, I will accept. I do listen to the hearts that are worried.